Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. I want to thank them for that. I want to thank Evan Thomas for getting us up and running and twitching every morning, motivating us. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Tuesday, May 30th.
Tuesday. We lost Monday. It was a holiday. Got to remember. Thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin. William Rhodes.
When my team goes 0-10 the first quarter, you know what I'm telling everybody? Don't shoot another three. Shoot another three and I'm going to punch you in your face. Let's get the ball inside. Let's take high percentage. No, seriously. Yeah. This is a game seven closer game. If my team is 0-10 in the first quarter, I'm going to the bench and say, next person shoot a three, I'm punching you in your face.
That's awesome.
Somebody's got strategy. Somebody's got to say it.
Wouldn't it be great if that actually happened? We'd be like, whoa. And thanks to Brandon Fryer for his great work, as always.
Somebody doesn't eat hot dogs on this show.
Ah.
Yeah.
Mr. David.
Oh, Dave. You know what? That sounds like his personality. If you take a step back, you're like, yeah, David feels like he might be too good for a hot dog.
Whoa.
Gabe Ramirez on Thursday.
That's a stray. Where'd that come from, Gabe?
Well, you're just above the hot dog.
I do not think I'm too good for hot dogs. I just don't like them.
Well, you think hot
How
dogs
do you
are
know?
Good?
Oh, you don't
man.
Eat them.
I like every kid grew up eating hot dogs and decided as an adult I don't like this anymore.
Oh god.
Gabe, man.
That's your prerogative. Hey, it's a Layla, it's a special Layla Rahimi Tuesday.
All right.
Do you realize that that's going to be even more confusing than David thinking Monday existed. Exactly. Now we're all Wednesday. What day?
And I'm not in tomorrow.
Exactly.
So it's even weirder. Yeah.
I give up. I can't handle this.
Yeah.
And we've got Dan Bernstein.
Hey, Dan.
Hey.
Hi, Layla.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I never know what day it is in baseball season, and this does not help.
I had hot dogs over the weekend. I got a big old four pack of Vienna beef jumbos. And I sauteed them up with onions, and I ate all of them.
I am so happy for anyone that enjoys their hot dogs. Mm-hmm. I do not begrudge anybody that kind of pure pleasure.
What about other encased meats?
Oh, okay. I'm good with sausage. Every now and then.
Really?
Yeah, so you'll do like brats?
I'll have a brat.
Polish sausage?
Maybe Polish sausage.
I had a Polish sausage at the game last night with onions.
Well, I might go without the onions, but I would go with that, maybe, but okay. Not. At the top of my list.
Was it one of those grilled ones? Those are awesome.
Yeah, flat top grilled onions. It was at the Sox game. I was there to see Liam Hendricks.
Oh, that's great.
It was worth the trip.
Yeah.
Good for you.
That was a good vibe. Happy story.
I was really looking forward to that basketball game last night, and it sucked.
It was terrible.
God, it was awful.
It was terrible.
I got home, and I'm like, let's check out the game. And I knew the score, but I was like, worst in person.
For the reasons why that Shaq articulated well, it's like, why are they still shooting three-pointers?
Yeah. The Heat didn't even play well. Like, nobody was good. And so it was funny because even Beth was excited. She's like, I really want to watch this basketball because she saw game six and saw the fourth quarter and the ending. So this is one of the coolest endings. So she was like, set aside time and said, I said, why are you sitting on the couch next to me? And she's like, I want to watch the game. Like, seriously? And after about the middle of third quarter, she's like, I don't think I like basketball as much as I thought I did. I said, it's not that. Trust me.
Yeah, the good games are fun to watch. Yeah. But
that was ugly.
How do you not turn up on a game seven at home? And again, Jaylen, there was an injury.
Brown, what are you doing? Oh, yeah,
it was.
What is he?
Yeah, that was bad.
Eight turnovers?
That's a lot.
Was that right?
He can't handle the basketball. He couldn't last night. And it was as much. I mean, yeah, the Heat played good defense. Excellent defense, but it wasn't all those turnovers weren't because of the Heat's defense.
It was because of Sick and Rojo.
Somebody said, I think it was Albert Bernecco of the Defector, said, if I were Jaylen Brown, he said, my number one priority in the offseason is to spend time growing thumbs. He doesn't have opposable thumbs.
Second row Joe needs to be exit row Joe.
Wow.
I mean, it's time. I mean, how do you come back from that? I don't know.
I don't even think it was a coaching issue because they were all just staring at each other.
Yeah, they took 42 threes. Yeah.
No, but it is with that team because we know that famously they've talked about really losing to the Bulls last year. Or was it? It was 2021 as a low point. And then having to regroup and figure out how they needed to better share the basketball. And you talk about the NBA being about fits. As a team with elite talent, and for whatever reason, that fit is not great.
They do have elite talent. That's the thing. Yeah, they do have a roster that you can look at and say, some coach can say, I can win with that group.
And they have Luke Kornet.
That guy was drafted. You can look at the roster and say, we really wanted that guy. Mm. How about the Heat? It's incredible what they've done.
The Bulls had him.
I know.
The Bulls just choked
That's
away that game.
That's the disturbing part, they isn't it?
They had him.
5-point lead, 5 minutes to go.
Unbelievable.
Crunch time. They had possession. They could have taken a 7-point lead, and then they were outscored, but 15-1 down the stretch?
15-1.
That still stings if you are
but
a Bulls
think,
fan.
I don't
Narrator,
think the Bulls get
they
past.
They did not have them.
But I don't think the Bulls get past Milwaukee.
Hell no.
You know
no
what
way.
I mean?
They get their doors blown off by Milwaukee.
And the fact that these guys beat Milwaukee, and the Knicks aren't, that's not that impressive. But Boston to beat them is pretty impressive, especially game seven on their court. That's pretty – it tells you a lot about why the 0-3 thing is –
why it's
now,
true.
151-0?
Yeah, that's why. I like the fact that you have an eight seed in the NBA playoffs getting to the finals because I think it now begins to reinforce this idea that next year some teams may look at it, well, you know, if we sneak into the playoffs, we'll have a chance – and it opens up that door a little bit wider because we always talk about the randomness of the NHL playoffs is what gives eight seeds a chance. Maybe now there's an NBA eight seed next year that will feel like, okay, we can be win. The Heat, we can be the Lakers.
I think there's a couple things at play here. Number one, even in us talking about all of these respective games the Heat had in the playoffs, it's that they always had an answer. They always had a solution ultimately to whatever problem they got into, whether it was Max Strus dialing it up like crazy against the Bulls or them rattling off that run afterward. Like, they always were able to withstand an opposing team's run and then answer with sound strategy. But it also reminds me, and we talked about this a little bit with Jason Goff on Friday, Dan, of how the NBA might be getting back into the mode of save some stuff for the playoffs.
Yeah, the regular season is just a rehearsal. It really is. We
for
know
the best
that.
Best teams.
It is.
But the Heat play like that all year, right? I mean, that's one of their benefits is they don't have to jack it up. And they play the same way all the time, regardless of who's on the floor.
But I think in terms of load management, they did a smart thing in the way that they approached the season. They didn't get carried away with bringing guys back. Jimmy Butler sat out quite a few.
Yes, he
I mean,
did.
He missed a good chunk of the regular season. And you wonder if he had had the mentality that he plays with in terms of getting back, how that would have been. They have structured their regular season in a way that prepare for the playoffs.
And that's also, I think, why it was fool's gold for us watching the Bulls a bit this season, seeing who they were beating, but it's how they were beating those teams and with what personnel. Like, I want to be the one feeling good about wins over Miami or wins over the Sixers when they haven't beat and things like that. But, you know, it's just you have to look at it through a different lens given what's resulted this year in the playoffs.
Good point.
I saw somebody pick the Heat in 7 in the finals, and I think that's a bridge too far to believe in the alchemy that they have going on.
The Heat play like a team, and they get the ball to the open man. So do the Denver Nuggets, and they probably are more talented.
But the Nuggets Boston get it to the open
hero,
man.
Everybody takes their turn.
The Nuggets get it to the open man before you know he's open.
Yes. They do.
That's the difference.
The Joker's vision.
That's awesome. The difference.
The best counter for Joker is to just try to get him to the three-point line as much as possible.
And they have
defending you at the three-point line. Get him away. As far away from the post.
That's going to be difficult with Bam. That's a good matchup, but I think it's ultimately going to be about their depth. They have too many talented players that can take turns carrying them. If one guy happens to be off, they're deeper than the Celtics were, and I think that's going to be what gives them 6 or 7 games. The Heat will not bow down. They're not going to go away. They're going to compete, but I still think that the Nuggets are going to win in probably 6 or 7.
What have you guys today? You got a big show.
We have to bring back some of the Liam Hendricks joy because above and beyond all the baseball horrors, it was nice to have something happy regarding baseball. So we need to celebrate what we can, and we will. Ian Happ will join us at 11. We've got NBA talk. We've got High Noon at 11:40. David Ross at noon. And at 1 o'clock, Amy Audibert, who is the Miami Heat radio analyst, she is going to join us to talk about the Heat's huge win.
Excellent. Have a great show.
Great show, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.